This is the Composer's Datebook for April 13th. I'm John Zeck. In 1952, the West Point Military Band celebrated that famous Academy's sesquicentennial by asking prominent composers to write celebratory works to mark the occasion. Among those who responded with a new piece was the American composer Morton Gould. His West Point Symphony received its premiere on today's date in 1952 at a gala concert featuring the West Point Academy Band conducted by Francis E. Resta. There are two movements in Gould's West Point Symphony entitled Epitaphs and Marches, and the composer himself provided these descriptive comments. The first movement is lyrical and dramatic. The general character is elegiac. The second and final movement is lusty. The texture, a stylization of marching tunes and parades past in an array of embellishments and rhythmic variations. At one point, concludes Gould, there's a simulation of a fife and drum corps, which incidentally was the instrumentation of the original West Point Band. Of all the pieces written in honor of West Point's sesquicentennial in 1952, Gould's symphony is probably the best known. The score of the West Point Symphony calls for a marching machine, but on this classic 1959 recording, under the late Frederick Fennell, the required sound was provided by the very real marching feet of 120 Eastman School of Music students. Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.